You're tuned to Around Montgomery County. We're talking to Jonathan Weyer, community and economic planner for the city of Hillsborough, and some exciting things going on right now in Hillsborough as we talk about the long-awaited COOP. And what is the COOP? I think a few of you are familiar with what it brings to the area, or what it will bring to the area. First up, Jonathan, thanks for joining me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me, Sean. Appreciate it.
All right. The COOP, the incubator for young businesses, future businesses. Just it's on the verge of opening early next year. But first up, let's explain for the uninitiated what the COOP is and how it works.
Yeah. So I'll take this back a little bit. You know, there's a recognition now, I think. People are realizing that the economy is evolving to where, and we're starting to realize that small business actually contributes more to the economy on a general basis. So, for example, I think it's like 67% in Illinois of the jobs are from small businesses, which is 500 people or less. So traditionally, people have what they call smokestack chasing, right? Communities try to go after and find companies. Let's say, let's go and find Toyota and have them build a plant here. Let's go find Ford and have them build a plant here, and so on and so on. Let's get Amazon here. What they don't tell you is that it takes a ton of money to do stuff like that. It takes time and effort and people power to do it. And most of the time, it doesn't work out. An example, that whole ridiculous thing that Amazon did, a year ago, where they had basically this open competition for cities to put their best foot forward to try to get Amazon's second headquarters, right? And everyone got all up in arms in that, but businesses have been doing that for years. I mean, it wasn't anything new. So incubators, it's an idea that's come into bigger cities usually, but they're now starting to filter out into small towns. And the idea is, you want to take advantage of your entrepreneurs in your community who want to start their own businesses, and hopefully start their own businesses that will result in employing people in the town. So these incubators have started to crop up a little bit in smaller towns. Usually you'd find them, you know, St. Louis, you have BioSTL, that's an incubator, T-Rex in St. Louis, and Springfield, it's Innovate Springfield, who we're actually working with. So the idea is to just kind of start building our small business community even more here in Hillsborough and throughout Montgomery County, because our feeling is if we're building, you know, more small businesses and building more jobs and small businesses that are going to stay in the area instead of moving out someday, we're going to be better off in the long run, because we've seen it in Montgomery County and Hillsborough especially. You know, closing down the glass factory and coffee and shutting down the power plant. You know, and those are a lot of jobs and a lot of people are out of work. And so it's sort of a step, the incubator kind of represents the step forward of, you know, we've got to start building our own businesses, building our own economy, building our own jobs, because chances are we're not going to get a Toyota plant. And so the incubator is meant to kind of be a jump starter, I guess, in that area.
Well, no, Katie Davidson up there at Innovate Springfield pretty well, and it is interesting to see that the state has become a big believer in incubators. I know the universities have gotten involved, not just with the brains that come with that, but also some money as well. And I know the previous administration, Governor Rauner, was really excited about the concept, and I know it's hard to gauge sometimes how interested Governor Pritzker is. He seemed to be willing to pick up the baton, and then a funny thing happened early in the year, and that kind of put everything aside, including his political agenda, but it seems to be a concept this state believes in a big way.
Yeah, that's for sure. And certainly Senator Andy Menar is on that list, and Avery Bourne, both are interested in these ideas. So it's, again, it's a realization of big corporations have had people in a stranglehold. And we're in this transition time, especially in Illinois, where a lot of our manufacturing workforce is gone. So what do we build in its place? Right. So, and I think that that's why the incubator is becoming so popular.
Well, let's talk about the people who are hosting the incubator. You talk about sweat equity, whatever you want to call it. The Andersons, I'll call them the dynamic duo. They've already had one great project in Hillsboro, and this is their second one. I know you get disappointments when you talk about downtown iconic buildings, and the old bookstore had a deal fall through, and then the Andersons come in and save the day. And boy, you just can't rely on government money to make these things work. It takes people who are willing to invest some physical work, and man, they certainly fit the bill.
Yeah, you know, I think, well, and Kyle's, you know, the general manager of the Atlas, Atlas 46 plant here in town as well. So not only do they have their building, Kyle's heavily involved in that, and they're running two shifts now. And last time I chatted with him and Brian Carver, they've employed about 65 people in the area, and that's a pretty significant dent, and they're working on more. So, you know, Kyle and Maggie are kind of this typical people we're trying to attract to Hillsboro, young creative types who want to do things on their own. They're not going to wait for permission, so to speak. They're not going to wait for government money. They're just going to do their thing. And to save, you know, the newspaper building on top of it was just a fantastic thing. And I should tell everyone, in case they're concerned, we are working with them to try and bring the bookstore back in a different kind of a different form. So everyone shouldn't be too concerned about the bookstore closing, because we're trying to figure out something a little bit different. But, you know, and that building is fantastic. It's in great shape. Kyle is working on it now. In fact, after work today, I'm going out there myself to help them do some work and catalog their books for them and that sort of thing. So the work's already being done. He's already going to town, and it's a perfect, again, the history there. It's just a perfect next stage for that building, and to have Maggie and Kyle come in and take it was just sort of perfect, quite frankly. And so, you know, they've worked with the Coop board, of which I'm a member, and the chairperson actually, to try to get this all worked out, and it's gone really smoothly.
Well, when you talk about that bookstore, the fact they acquired the inventory and have interest, that's a great thing, because that seems to fit the attitude and the magnetism of downtown Hillsboro. People who gravitate towards classic stuff and a little dose of the analog era. And I think this whole coronavirus business has maybe added some jet fuel to that. I look at a story I saw from the Raymond Library the other day, how they say their numbers are through the roof. All ages, families are just falling in love with turning pages and all that stuff. How permanent that is, I don't know, but I have to think there's some permanency to it. I don't hear as much talk about Nooks and Kindles anymore.
I think there is definite some permanence to that, and it was sort of happening to a smaller degree before COVID hit. And I think your analogy is perfect. It added some gasoline to the fire, because I think. Well, and to take it deeper, I think people have used this time for this serious soul searching of what am I doing with my life, right? Like, what, you know, I'm if you're commuting from work, let's say from Hillsboro to St. Louis, and you know, you're spending 2 hours in the car, and you get home and you're tired, the kids might be tired, whatever, and office buildings are going, wait, why do we need this big space when this is actually kind of working out for the remote working space? And so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out in the next 3 to 5 years. But I think what's interesting to me the most is the attitude change of people going, I kind of want my life to be more about than just spending 12 hours at work. I want it to be about something else and do something else. And the popular buzz term is, I want a better quality of life. What does my quality of life look like? Like, for example, I mean, you know, taking the job here at Hillsboro, you know, I could probably be making more somewhere else, but the quality of life I have here is, can't put a price tag on that, really.
Well, I know when you talk about incubators and entrepreneurs, people picture just a young person with the great ideas, but I could see how this also comes into play. Let's face it, folks get phased out of their careers early. Call it age discrimination, call it just a factor of industries, but there are people who thought they were on autopilot to retirement, and all of a sudden, there's that little knock on the door from Human Resources, and it seems to be people are in that tight vise where, gee, I don't feel like I'm at the age where I want to start another career where I'm working and I'm going to be the old man or old woman, from their perspective, working with the new generations. It seems like there is a real window of opportunity here for some folks who are looking for that second stage of life, going their own way after probably being a little frustrated in their old workplace.
No, that's absolutely true. I mean, like you said, some people think entrepreneur is just young people. That's certainly not the case. And I hope, and the COOP is for all ages. It's not, and we say too that the COOP is for everybody in Montgomery County and in our region, because we don't want to be, if someone from Nokomis wants to start a business, we don't want to steal from Nokomis. We're going to send them back whenever they're done with our program that we have at the COOP, because we don't, Hillsboro has a lot of entrepreneurial energy that we're trying to take advantage of. And we're hoping that spills out into other communities. It's not about poaching people, I guess. Because you're right. It's at this case, the stage now where we're, people are realizing, oh, wait, maybe I can do that idea that I had planned on. And I was in my head that I, like you said, on a road to retirement and insurance or whatever. Now I don't have that anymore. So what am I going to do with it? Maybe there's an opportunity. And that goes for all of the county. It goes for Hillsboro. It's, as much as if you look at some of the census numbers and the data and some of that, it's a grim picture, not going to lie. But inside that grim picture is this huge, amazing opportunity for us to recreate everything, to change everything, to take a step back and, hey, let's retain some of the great things about living in a small town and use that to kind of change what the future likes for Hillsboro and for the rest of the county.
From what I understand, the Hillsboro story is really getting out there, that it's drawing interest from people, further and further out from Montgomery County.
It's true. We're working on the marketing website now for the city, because we've never had one. And we get requests all the time here at the city. Other folks, other community leaders get the same. I brought a few people into town already myself, and people will come here and be like, "This, what is it about this town?" And so they'll talk about it. I just had a friend from Chicago tell me a couple of days ago that she talks about her town all the time. Like, she's just nonstop about it. So, I think it's sort of a thing of people going, places like that still exist, right? And then, having the small town community, but then on top of it, having all this stuff that you can have in a city, a brewery, soon to have a distillery, a coffee house, a great movie theater, all of these things that are downtown that are coming together in the next year or two. And we're not done. I mean, we're making a big announcement September 17th, in conjunction with another company that's putting a storefront downtown. So, it's just fun to be a part of, quite honestly. And it's a whole team of people. It's not just one person. And I think that's the difference that people don't grasp. And when you have a community that has one John and Kendra Wright, you're doing fantastic. But we have a whole community of creatives in Hillsboro, that any small town would kill just to have one of them in their town, right? And we have 10 I can name off the top of my head. And so, and you don't, the thing is, you don't plan for that, right? I mean, you can't possibly make a plan and execute it and bring those people into town. It's just sort of happening organically, which is almost the best way. And my job is to figure out how to keep it organically while still putting some order and some things we can do to take it to the next stage.
Thanks again for listening to Around Montgomery County. We'll see you again in 2 weeks right here on WSMI.